What's going on today in the world of UFOs, Kevin? We're still getting a lot of reports, but are they good ones? Are they solid ones?
There's still reports coming in, but they don't seem to be. And it's interesting that Carl Flock and I discussed this a number of times before he passed away, that they don't seem to be of the same robust nature that they were in the 40s and the 50s.
Right.
We get the lights in the sky, the Chicago sightings, for example, are very interesting, but there's not a lot of substance there. You know, the light in the sky. I think one of the photographs that made the rounds turned out to be a hoax. The sightings are very good, but it's basically lights in the sky. And that doesn't really further our knowledge. We've had some very interesting cases. Leveland in 1957, you had witnesses at 13 separate locations talking about the craft interacting with the environment, stalling car engines, dimming mm-hmm. lights, filling radios with static. I think Don Burleson from Roswell found the daughter of the sheriff, and she talked about how there had been a landing trace, a burned area that they'd gone out and looked at that never really appeared in the literature anywhere. But if you've got that, you've got multiple chains of evidence. You've got multiple eyewitness testimony. You've got landing traces on the ground, and you've got interaction with the environment, a case that's just incredibly important, and it's just ignored by the Air Force in 1957, and they did they worked very hard to cover that up. They said, well, Don Kehoe, who was the director of NICAP,
right,
was saying that there were 9 witnesses, and they said, we only found 3. And it turns out both were wrong. The Air Force is basically calling Kehoe a liar by saying there's 9 witnesses. I found witnesses at 13 separate locations doing an investigation in the 1990s about that case. But in today's environment, we just don't seem to get that. Photographic evidence that we got in the 40s, 50s, and 60s is very important because it was much harder to fake it than it is today, especially if you've got movie footage from that time frame. But today, you know, the 12-year-old with a computer can come up with very credible special effects.
Well, do you think something has happened in terms of those that made this visitation that for some reason in the old days, and we'll go through some of them next hour, Kevin, we had incredible stories. I mean, I remember reading one about a minister in New Guinea, and he and his flock of parishioners were waving at the occupants and things like that.
Yes.
I mean, we don't get those stories anymore.
You know, Flock and I wondered if the difference was kind of like our travels to the moon. From 69 to 72, we made a number of trips to the moon.
Yeah.
From that point on, we've done flybys and things like that, but we haven't put people on the on the moon. We haven't put anybody on the moon, and I wonder if some of the research being done today by the aliens isn't of the same nature. They don't need to touch the ground. They're gathering other kinds of data that keep them away from landing like they did in the past.
Maybe they've lost interest with us.